You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The guy has his pizza store, big pizza store, and gets a call for 31, that's what he says, 31 pies. That's okay, nice. He says, put in a lot of cheese, you know, cheese, and with salami on top of it. So the guy is, then he's about, then he goes, Oy vey. There's another place that's not kosher that sells Schnebuch. You know, I don't know if they allow it, you know, but Nebuch. And and the telephone number is similar. So the guy called the wrong place. Mm-hmm. So now he wants to know if he could take soya salami or whatever and do it that way. Huh? Okay, you had a shayla. What?
So
Gnevis
Das kind of question.
You're making the schus, you're saving the guy from the vera.
Yeah.
It's not really his order. I mean, you know, it's not his order to fulfill. It's not his, you know, it's so being a
gun actually
from the
Well, that's stealing. The guy never.
He knows it's not his.
Yeah, right. So you're saying he's going to das. What?
I mean,
it's more than that. No, that guy never made a Kenyan.
Giving soy, the guy didn't order soy. He gave him something different than he ordered.
Oh, so you know what you're saying.
Right? Him
the customer was a guy.
What?
The customer's
no. First thing it was, it would be. No, he's a Yid. Even if they call
you
the
story.
No, so the Shaila is this week's parasha. That's why we're bringing it about. What's that? This week's parasha, so you have the din of Neder, right? So the Gemara says, so the Pasuk says, Hashem Yislach La. So let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara is at the end of Kiddushin, was also in the Nazir and Payala from the days.
She thought it was
Mutter
and
let's see the Gemara. Gemara says like this. It says the Sanya Isha Aleph Yud, a husband, Heferam Hashem Yislach La. Right, a husband annulled, he made void the Naziris, the Nether. So in Hashem Yislach La, what in Hashem Yislach La, but Makos Medaber, be Isha without a Yud, the woman, Shenadra ben Nazir. She made herself a Nazir. The Shama Bail of a Hayfel, and he was made for it, right? The Dinis, if he does it a certain time, he's made for it. So she's not in the Zir. Vihila Yada, she doesn't know Shayfala, right? Baila. Vahisa Shaysi Yayan, the Tamala Mason, but she drank wine, she was Matama Mason, she was living in the Ziris. Right? Okay, she didn't do anything wrong because she's not a Nazir. He was made for it. Vihila Dasha Haisa Matama Mason. So Hashem Yisachla. Rabbi Kiva, ki havi mati lai psuka. Now remember, Rabbi Kiva many times used to laugh, right? He used to be very joyful.
So
the churban, right? Ki havi mati lai psuka havi bochi. When he got to this pasuk, this week's parasha, right? He cried, not because it was the 3 weeks. He cried because of the pasuk. What's that? Oma, ma mishin is kavanecho basa chazir, va'ola biyada basa tleh. Right, he meant to eat, but it's mutar. So Amra Teira Tzricha Kapara V'Slicha Mishin Eskaven Lechol Basa Chazir Va'ala Biyada Basa Chazir Alachas Kama V'Kama. And Gemara brings a few other. So this what's called Eskaven Lechol Basa Chazir Va'ala Besotla. Meaning, they see from this Gemara that if a person thinks he's doing an Avera, even though Machshava but either he did a ma'isa, or it's not, that means it's still a terrible thing. But it says over here, a person thinks he's doing a terrible avera, right? And then the ma'isa, it's not a avera. The ma'isa, it's not that avera. It's still called doing an avera. He needs slicha mechila kapara. He needs, that's what the din is. He needs slicha mechila kapara. That's straight in the Gemara. So over here, the guy is eating it, right? So, right, you're right, the Shai Levana, also the Shai was Maris Ayin, right? You're not supposed to eat something together with, that looks flesh, right? Shulchan Aruch says, if you're having what they call now today is almond milk. Almond milk people have. Right? So you can't eat it together with meat. So what do you have to do? You have to put almonds there.
But everybody knows, though. Now, Bisman is there. Nobody's going to think they're suspicious like that. Everybody knows that you have substitutes. Like Moshe originally asked her in Shabbos clocks, until all of a sudden everybody realizes Shabbos clocks, the lights go on over Shabbos, no one's having a chashash. So maybe here also, since we know that there are so many substitutes, you wouldn't have such a concern anymore.
The chutzpah of a lawyer. Dime Vosner agrees to him, which I tell you. Dime Vosner says, nowadays it's not so posh that you have to do this. Because it's known that we have these, that's in those days, to get almond milk. I mean, you know, sat there squeezing almonds, not so easy to squeeze almonds, I imagine. Right? I don't know how they did it, right? Or coconut, whatever, it's almonds, it says. What? They cooked it, I guess, whatever it was. So it's taco, but it says taco, like what Pesach was saying. That could be nowadays, okay? Then he talks about it all. The shaila is, you're machshel the person in this aveira. He thinks that he's eating basar b'chalav. Yeah?
Well, not right away when he tastes it. It's not
what?
Because he tastes those soy things. I know it's not basar
b'chalav. How do you know the difference,
Joe? Oh, come on.
No, you can tell. He goes in, okay, but that's not the point. What are we
going to get kosher salami?
What are we going to get? This is another shayla. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I just brought it up because it's interesting. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, let's see where it is. Perek Lamed Beis. It could be he's going with the old print. So could be this is the old print. This is on a, I'd seen this once before, but could be it's the old print. Let me see if it's over here. Yes, like this. Here's the shaila, the following. Let's make a woman has to go to the hospital. It's the ninth month. It's Shabbos, right? So the doctor obviously can be Michal Shabbos. And she has a team of two. She has a team of two, Dr. A and Dr. B. She's got a team of two. Right? One is a Shema Shabbos, and one is not a Shema Shabbos. Who would you say to call?
The Shabbos Shabbos.
Why?
It's a missile. It's just this daf. Fakhanas Agal. You should do
it. Yeah, because of the bigger one, okay?
Yeah. It's a Fakhanas Agal.
It's not so posh as by a woman that's giving birth. Because that could be Mamash Sakana.
This is something by Chai also.
You know, the first time in Baltimore, in Israel, they put it on cellophone. The first Shabbos, they put it on cellophone. It rang. And Rav Ruderman, who's come out blind, ran to answer the phone.
Very thick glasses.
What?
Glasses.
That's like this, right? He ran to answer the phone. That's what Mordechai is saying. But I'm saying, let's say, let's leave that. Who would you, go ahead? So I'm not sure if this is the one, but it seems to be close. Here. Let me say, here it is. It's around here, so, but it's a little different. Yeah. Oh. Sivvav. It's all the way back. One second. Kashem is damin mikra shepukuach nefesh. V'tzoch l'chal Shabbos atzolos chay adam. Right? Ein lazais el Yehudi yishtad. Right? Like I'm about to say. V'vaday. She'ein lahovi l'dei kacha. She'advam yasu b'dei Yehudi. She'ein nizu b'shmir Shabbos. Right? Because... and he'll be Michal Mo. But let's say you know for a fact that he's not going to do it. So he says over here that you should go ahead and get the Shema Shabbos. Why? So listen to this Svar. So he says, a Bavarian, the Bavarian, what is his Kavana? What does he want, this guy? The doctor. Thank you. What is the purpose of what he's doing? To make money, it's his job. He wants to make money, right? Even though he's doing a mitzvah, but it's what he's doing it. He doesn't care about Chil Shabbos, right? He's going ahead and doing it, not because of he's being Machal Shabbos. He says to him, it doesn't matter, right? He doesn't know the din of Pikuach Nefesh. To him, it doesn't matter, right? He doesn't realize that there's a head to this thing. No, it's Chil Shabbos. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about Chil Shabbos. So to him, it's really Neskaven, that's what Hashem is saying, Neskaven Lechol Basa Chazir. Mechal Shabbos, what's a big deal? Make money from Avalada, do it, do these type of things, right? In other words, he's saying, Gizrub Shlomo Zalman, let's say, and he says this in Chubas, one of the Chubas, he has, let's say a guy comes to a store. A guy comes into a store, and it's from Mona, right? And it's in some very modern neighborhood, right? So chances are they're not mafresh chumas or maestros, right? They can taste, right? They don't have a... But this guy is. This guy's a erlich, a guy is mafresh chumas. Whether he has a sign for bedatz or not, so a guy will walk in, he'll see a frum guy, and he'll say, ask him, are you mafresh chumas or maestros? Well, you know, okay, you see the guy's telling the truth. He goes, you don't have to say, you know, whatever the case, there you go, right? But what if a guy comes in and he doesn't ask him that? It means he doesn't care. So as far as he would eat it if it would be tavol, he'd eat it if it would be arla, whatever the problems are. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that could be niskavel nechol basa, even in other words, because not because it's basa chazir, because he doesn't care, right? Obviously he doesn't care. So he's eating it even on the tzad that it's not truma. That's why the chiddush. What Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying is that if a guy's supposed to be checking up, right? You go to a chasana hall, right? And you have chasana halls where you have a kosher caterer and you have not a kosher caterer, right? It depends on where you go, what it is, right? So you don't know, is tonight, is it kosher, is it not kosher? So you ask, and say, yeah, it's, I'm not sure, marinas every night, Avi, I don't think so, right? That's not every night, right?
They have
their own kitchens, but you don't know, you go in there, right? I mean, it's happened to me many times, there are places, they go, and everybody says, oh yeah, it's fine, we heard it's good. It's not, it's a different caterer, you don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And you don't ask, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, you're over in Issa. It's a very big kazach, right? Because the pshat is, even though at the end it comes out, it was a great caterer, but still, it's niskavon lechol basa chazir basa. Flat, right?
So in that example, is the store owner over the Fne'idra that he's not
that's where we want to get to. So listen to this Chofetz Chaim. Okay? This is also something that comes up all the time. We find where it is. Klal Dalet, Sif Yud Aleph. Okay? Klal Dalet, Sif Yud Aleph. You call it up a guy for a shidduch. Somebody calls, you call up a guy for a shidduch. And you say to him, do you know Yankel? But you didn't tell him, I have to know it because it's for my daughter. You just call him, how are you doing? How's everything? By the way, do you know Yankel? The guy's such a lousy. And it's true. He's mamish, a ganav, and he does all kinds of terrible. You can't trust that guy. That guy is, he's a hypocrite. You see him learning during the chassid shalom, and at night he's doing this. He says, "Okay, thank you." Hangs up. It's an answer, right? He says, "Mutal lidrash lachot al noshim." He says, "Nechol writes lachnas kaber binyonim lasochem lachli." You want to get? I'm sure all of you come. Why? Why? You want to hire a guy? So you have to call. Can you trust this person? What's wrong?
It's meant to be nice.
It's always the same guy.
Okay.
Don't say
it. I didn't.
Okay.
He says, "The shtat lasas shidduch imay." What's a shidduch, right? Kol ke'agavna. Afilu lo shavu lavato. Afilu hach. He's still mutal lidrash shechotz anashim al mahus v'inyon. Right? You want to know? Can you trust this guy? Does he pay his rent? Right? You're getting a tenant, right? After yochel yosh shesap leganus al mutar. Loimit neisha lasa shuena miskavu gnaisu akatoivas atzma kasher biyanu, right? And he says how you makabel it? You don't believe it 100%, but believe it enough that you wouldn't do bezel with the guy. V'gam ein lo shum isum et nei tshuvas chaver, the name of the other bezel, v'sapa love, ein lo isum say isakai. It goes into this, yeah? Avim lo yadiyah l'chaveroi, right? As sibas v'shosoi, v'yase atzmoi kemisnaker. It's not like, you know this guy Yanko, right? Kideshi vadalo betoiv mohusoi aloise. He knows this guy, you know, he's a talker, you know, whatever it is, he knows he will tell him, right? He doesn't want to tell him it's a chas v'shon, that he's read his daughter, shidduch with a guy who might be a ganav. So he asks him, right, just in case, right? So, shall yodo yase, shall yodo yase chavera isa misapol of dvarm shodoifi afil memesor. V'af shali de sepur, ay v'af shali de sepur in the son of Tevel Ach, and v'kol makom hu l'gnusay hiskaven. Right? Alken tzach l'askev shkosam. Now, so he says over here in Be'er Mayim Chayim, let me just see where it is. It's, yeah, ois mem v'af, right. Harei zed nesdoimei herob Joel, l'niskaven lechol basa chazir, v'ola b'yoda basa tzle, darminin, Benazir the tzarach kapara, v'gam al ze shayach lifnei iver. Where? Kedemashma b'kedushim b'toisvus daflamid beis the machal elikari. What's happening over there? Let's take a look. Gemara says like this. Gemara daflamid beis. Where it talks about Kibbutz of Ein, so Gemara says, so Gemara says that had Heichem Kibbutz of Ein, Tashma, Shalom Sublaz, had Heichem Kibbutz of Ein, Amar Lahem, Kedei Sheyitol Arneki V'Yizerkenu LeYam B'Fanu. Right? It takes a big pack, you know, a lot of money, throws it, the father throws it into water. Ve'in machlim, he doesn't embarrass him. So he says, my nafkula me, what's the difference to him? It's not his money, right? Didn't take it. Obviously, it's not talking about he took his money through him. That's stealing. You're talking about, I mean, come on, go through, I know, Baroi Liyarsha, he's losing his Yerusha. What are you doing, Dad? You know, it's my Yerusha over there, right? You have that. People give away tzedakah. The kids get all upset. Why are you giving away so much tzedakah? It's my Yerusha, right? We are not going to talk that way. But you see, the Gemara says such a reality, right? Baroi liyarsha, ki had the Rabba bar Ravuna, Rabba the son of Huna. Ravuna kara shirai, he tore nice clothing, silk clothing, expensive clothing. But Anfa, obviously he wasn't tearing Rabba's clothing, he was tearing his own clothing, which is thing, right? One day he's going to yarsh in his father's coat, his father's mantle, as they say, right? But Anfa, in front of Rabba, where Amma's, Ezel, I want to see Ezel go. Ichzi irasach ilora. Does he get upset about? Frank the Gemara v'dilma rasach. Maybe he will get upset. V'ka'avar alif neiver loisitein mechshul yevul alif neiver. You're trying to get him upset. So this is a big shayla stam. We've talked about it. When are you oivul alif neiver? When are you oivul alif neiver? If the guy menayin shelo yashikoyis yain lenazir, tamulang lefne evil lesitem mechshul. What if the nazir doesn't drink it, right? You give it to the nazir, right? You want to be and you mechshul, and the wine spills, right? You give it to the goy neivim lachai, and the goy neivim lachai falls in the garbage, right? Are you evil lefne evil? So this is a shayla. The menayin in the Gemara, some say it's not a diyek, but the one who asked it, the Yad Malachi, is medayk v'dilma. Others say Dilma means because of Dilma Yoiva right away. Or it's this a loisite mechshol? Or no, when it's tonight it happens. Okay, we're done the gear right now. But that's the Gemara's kasha. The Dilma Rosakov of Nehiva loisite mechshol, demachol eli kara. He's mechol his covet. The father was mechol his covet. In other words, that even if he'll scream at me, I want to see if he's going to scream. Right? Norchas Sadikim, it says, that this week I was going to go to Bachar, so Darachat Sadiqim says, if you want to know what kind of person your friend is, if you want to get close to a person, get him upset. Get him upset. See how he acts. Right? Now, are you allowed to do that? Let's say you walk, a guy walks in. The guy, you know, he's like, the guy's in Dimyan land, right? Everybody knows what that is, right? You got your people that walk in, the guy, and you stand up for him, and the guy's an Amar, it's, I forgot which other brother once, they once told him about a certain guy, he's such a big Amar, it's, so he said, I don't know what that means. He says, why? He says, big or small, it's the same thing, and I'm Amaretz, that's all. There's no difference. There's no, a tamachach, big, small, but Amaretz is not Amaretz. He says, so you stand up for this, and the guy, you know, what's the expression? It swells his head, he really thinks, you know, right? And he starts being a Baal Gaiva. Are you over an Issa for doing that? Huh? Totally willing to say. Oh, you see a guy and you're like, oh, you stand up for him, this, that, and you watch him, what are you doing to him? You're giving the guy false, big deal, so I don't think, what do you mean, macho guy? Since known that Rabbi Saul Salanta said, as I said, man, nobody knows where it's printed, where it's said, where he said, how he said it, but if they say based on this Gemara, that to make a person be nitchel and midas is not lifnei iver. Because midas is really depends on each person. There's a midah. You're allowed to get in kass once in a while about something. Right? Maybe that's the pshat d'aruch tzaddikim. And his right was from this Gemara. Because Gemara says maybe he'll get upset at his father and be over kibbutz of aim. So his father was Michael. Very good, but he's getting up. He's going to start screaming at his father. What are you doing? That's my coat. Yashin at a $10,000 coat. What are you doing? Right? He says he's getting in cars, call a Koyski live in the fight of Zara. Right? So you see the Gemara was not worried about that. So Maisa Bikki Yosef asked this question. The Bikki Yosef asked it. He says he knew his son's not gonna lose his, you know, get upset. He'll get upset. Upset means he'll say, on a level it's not called cars. But to his father it's a bgi in his cover. That's what he says.
Maybe chinuch is different. Maybe a father and a son is different. He's supposed to be
chinuch
his
son. You have to do
the
thing. What?
He has to be machanach his son.
If
the way you test somebody,
Midas,
it's like
Midas.
Maybe it's a
chinuch itself. I imagine Rabbi wasn't the age of chinuch, but you're saying is, yeah, it sounds right. It also sounds b'chodesh. Are you going to count? I'm joking. Everybody's coming. We'll see. Okay. But a kopanim, that's the Gemara. The Machal Yaakov. Zok Taisus. Vitzach Loima. What does it mean he was Michael? I didn't look shot in the Gemara. That he was Michael by what? By saying, I'm Michael. If he does, you know, like they have stories where people stole from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim had a store. Kedua, you know. And the guy came in and stole. So he went ahead and he was Michael, right? So they say he ran after the Yid, and he said, I'm Meichel, right? So somebody told me that the Briscoe asked, why do you have to run after him? Just be Meichel. So I think the Terz is like this Taisvis, I think so. He says, because if he'd be Meichel at home, the Yid knows that he's stealing. He thinks he's stealing. If he hears his thing, he says, it's not stealing anymore. So he, if he keeps it, he's not over this. I think that's the pshat, why the Chafetz Chaim did it. Somebody told me that the Brisker of it's printed. The Brisker of said, why do you have to run? Why do the Chafetz Chaim have to run after? Just be mindful. So Tosfos says, Zoch lo imasho, he diyan koidim lechein.
Which defeats the purpose.
He told his son, why? Shelo yeh kamoy niskaven lecho basa chazir va'ala biyada basa tle. Right? The Omar HaKaman, shetzorich mechila u'kapara. Right, they need mechil kapara. So Tosfos says, in other words, if you machshul a person in this, you're also over lifnei iver loisit and michshul. If you look at the marshal over there, just in marshal, so he says he is meichel. So it's rabba baruna lo ba'el leiden benoy kapdenu. In other words, if he's Michael, he's Michael, right? He's if you get, but he wanted to know. So if he's Michael, what did he do wrong? He wanted to know if he's a captain. Teach him, teach him, to have good midas. But it's a problem of lifnei iver. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim over there bases it on this Taisus. This is what the Chafetz Chaim bases it on. It's based on this Taisus. Again, Klal Dalet and Be'er Mayim Chayim. Klal Dalet. Yeah. He says, Kedemashe Kedushin betoisvis de machalali kare. He says, so over here, when you're asking the guy who said, he's saying Lashon Hara as far as he's concerned. As far as he's concerned, it's Lashon Hara. You know, so the Mela, he did an Issa. He says, and then he says, Oid Nuchaloymar, that Lashon Hara is Bechlal different if Kavanah is for Lashon Hara. Words, Chafetz Chaim says, but we're not going to go into that now. That let's say even the guy tells you that it's for Shidduch, but you want to really get that guy, you're really upset at that guy. That could be Lashon Hara. Let us say, you know, speak to someone else. I don't know. So Chafetz Chaim said, but that's not the game right now. Okay, but that, so that's what the Chafetz Chaim bad. And a few places, he uses this thesis that in such a lachas. Now, let me say over Ritva over there. The Ritva over there also asks this kasha. And we're going to try to understand what the Ritva means. But first we'll say over, it says in Ramah. Ramah, in Kufnun Zayin, the end of Kufnun Zayin, says like this. You know the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if Halo Libatina, if a person's Halo Libatina, so he has a taiva for Arayas, so too bad, Yagval Yavar, it's a Erva. So this guy has a taiva for an Eishes Ish. Is his wife, so the Ramah says his wife can get dressed up as an Eishes Ish and fool him and have a deal with him in order to make him feel like he was over the Issa of Eishes Ish and it'll calm him down. That's his, so the question is, so the question is, it's not clear in the Ramah if it's talking about sakana or not sakana. Because over there, lalachas talk about like this, that it's which was happened in the war too. You know, Shia's grandfather was a host. Do you know the story of Shia's grandfather? Shia never told you? He told me just recently also, I was surprised. It's printed in one of the Kleisenberg Shia's. Shia's grandfather went to the Kleisenberg Rebbe and told him that he was able to put his three daughters in a missionary for the war. And the Kleisenberg Rebbe told him he should do it. And he said, there's no way I'm doing it. There's no way I'm going to give up my three children to Christian. Who knows what's going to happen, you know? And the Kleisenberg Rebbe told him, he didn't split it. He says, Rabbi, I can't accept your psalm. And he tucked it in, but they all survived the war, all three sisters. So Kleisenberg Rebbe somewhere, somebody says it's on a tape. She said one day he'll get me the tape, but it was one of his friends, he says it. He started crying to Kleisenberg Rebbe. I can look at any person with him. So she said, little 16 children. 16 children. The Kleisenberg Rebbe.
I heard 12, I don't know.
11.
10 during the war and one afterward in the hospital.
One after the war. So, unbelievable. So the question is that if they make Xeris, and you could say I'm a guy, right? So you're not allowed to do it because that's called kofi be'ikr. But if you, let's say you get dressed like a guy, you get dressed like what many. I saw. You ever see? There's a sefer called Minametzar. It's an unbelievable sefer. It's Rav Ashri. Questions that they asked him during the Holocaust. So I don't remember the name, but there was a in the concentration camps. So they used to bring in, so, you know, gypsies and, you know, the Germans, Yosef Katzin, all the shows, just his yard side. So he remembers in Denmark, and the Nazis took a child, a very short child, Down syndrome. They killed him right there in the town square because it's not worth anything for society. So she, and I remember crying, it was 50, 60 years after the war. So, over there, he has a shayla, he has a whole thing about this yid that, I gave away the story, a guy that was in concentration camps, and he kept giving the Jews lech for Hanukkah and matzahs. He was doing all kinds of things. So, oh, yeah. He said, you know, I was a Shabbos guy by this and this place. It turned out he was a Yid. And all the years, he didn't say a word after the war. Even after he died, they found out. He was alone, he didn't have any children. After he died, they found out that he's this person, the Rav Ashri's children. And even that went through. But anyway, so let's get back to this, the Ritva. Let's get back to the Ritva. So listen to this Ritva. The Machal Yikari. Yeah. Kashali, Makal Makam Lo Yoda Bray, the son didn't know about it. The heavy kimosha all of the other basa kevis, the niskavan alas basa chasir, shitzar kapara, kadisa stake of it, yvamis, that means kisa and gumar kadushan and nazir. So listen to what he answers. The efsha, the belav the lifne iver, loisite mirshal, kivin shuhu lav koilel, lo machmimin kuliai. Vesharin and Bahachi Kidei Lansoisoi Uladrichoi Bederech Yeshara Irasach. You're doing it, something like you were saying. In order to, what does that mean? There's no lifnei iver. It's not clear. What does the Ritva want over here? So first I thought, but the problem is the Lashon is a little, what do you mean kulav? If it means you're doing it to be madrich, okay, so you're saying some kind of heter, some kind of heter. That you're being magic, which just means. But what does it mean? Shuhu lav koilo. It's a lava koilo. So first I thought it was like this. We've discussed many times that the fneiver could be a prat in each is. In other words, just like the Torah gave us, don't eat chazer, don't make somebody else eat chazer. Don't be mechal Shabbos, don't make someone else. It's a prat in Yisr. Remember we spoke about this, the Beis Halevi, the Chaim Oizer, that it could be if you're evil the fneiver. To be Mechal Shabbos, you're like a Mechal Shabbos. But in Rishayim, it's mashmah not that way. Because Rishayim Taka talk about, even though one Rishon is mashmah, the Gemara says at the end of Ben Sarah Meir that Hani Kaki Yanki the Miyanki, it was like lanterns. There was, the Parsium had a pagan holiday where they would take, no one was allowed to have any fire in their house, and they brought the fire for Avodah Zarah. That's where the whole shtusim of Xmas came about, from this pagan holiday. They couldn't stop the pagans from doing a Vedazara, so they made it into a Christian holiday, which makes sense, right? So, and of course they said, you know, it's Chanukah, Chas V'Shalom, Afilu Pumaya. So the Gemara says you're allowed to give it to them. How are you allowed to give it to them? So the Gemara says, because Anos Atzma, they're not doing it to make you be over. The Isser, they're doing it in order, because they want it, they want the light. But if a guy tells you, cut the grass on Shabbos because I need it for my animals, you're allowed to cut the grass on Shabbos. But if you're doing it because he wants you to be Mechal Shabbos, so Havra Al-Bas, you have to get killed. So Bishram asks, okay, good. But the Maaseh, the guy is doing a Vaydazar with it. Right? You're doing a Vaydazar, and a Vaydazar Yagval Yagval. So come out of all the Bishram, except for the Balmar answer, because it's Lifnei Iver. And Lifnei Iver, you don't have to give up your life. Why? It's Lifnei Iver on Avodah Zarah. It's Mashu Shainim that you don't say Lifnei Iver on a specific. But if you hold it, the Rambam says it is. So it could be the Is of Hela Basa Chazir is not a lav in the Torah. When do you say there's a din of Lifnei Iver on a lav? When there's an Is of lav in the Torah. But if something is also to do, Hela Basa, maybe there's no Lifnei Iver on that. Hey. Aye, but the Maisi giving the guy bad advice. It's not bad advice. That's what really Rabizi was saying. It's not bad advice. Bad advice means I'm teaching you a lesson. I'm teaching a lesson. You're doing this and that, but I was Meichel on my covet. So as far as that, it's Meichel. You don't know about it, you think it is. But so he says that there's no lifnei iver on that. But bad advice, it's not, because you'd be mechanechet. The only thing is the Ritva puts it all together. So Shlomo, if you don't mind, your day, this goes the same way. Chelik Beis, Kufnun Zayin. So, thank you. Listen to this with Vega.
So
Sukkos, Hakafas HaRosh, shaving the pace and so forth. So the Gemara says, Isha Eina B'mitzvah Sakafa, right? And Memela Yesh Oymim, that she can't, Apisha Mutaras Lahakav Pas Reisha, also Lahakav Pas Reish Isha Filu Huka. So Kibaga says, like this, and it's a Gemara. So that she the Gemara says that whoever doesn't have the issa of shaving their payas doesn't have the issa of shaving someone else's payas. Right? So chayva is allowed to go ahead and cut someone else's payas. In fact, if kibeger chayva lekuli ami yeh also mishum lifnei iver, because if she's shaving a man's head, no, it's a machlekes, if she's allowed to shave a man's head. He says, what do you mean? But the man is not allowed to be shaved. Like, not talking about a guy, we're talking about a yid. He's not allowed to be shaved. It's a nicker. If you can't sit there in the barber, unfortunately, many years ago, Americans didn't know that. Can you do it? People used to get shaved with razor blades. When you said, Tom, what are you doing? And I said, the guy's doing it. It's not me. They didn't realize people. Kivega's all chuban. They said, by chasana, there were people who were shaving who were aided by chasana. Kivega was machsher them because they thought that shaving is a firm kind of German, Polish and Hungarian Jews. Unfortunately, even in his days in Germany, there were many people that thought that there's nothing wrong with shaving with razor blades, right? So he says, it's the Rabbanan, right? Let's say you know the guy is going to shave his pace, right? He's going to shave his pace. He's going to shave his beard with a razor blade. Mm-hmm. And the woman comes and she does it now, right? Mm-hmm. So even though it seems to be lifnei iver, Zoktum Kiver, listen to this with Kivega. The imma hiya megalecha, so I saw hiya megalech ba'atzmoy, v'hoya oiva bebeiz lavin, the nikah for makah, v'adeshu megalechas, Mafishasim alav the makiv, right? She's mafreshim. I, what happened to lifnei iver is a raya that Rav Kivega is learning that if through lifnei iver means not to do something that the other person is not allowed to do something that the person would go and not do without you. But if the pshat is you would do it anyway, right? Even though you're saving him from an iser, that's not called lifnei iver. Right, but the even of shot, this is going to be done. Right, so this will be done. You can't do it, but right. But if the shot is that through your doing it, you're saving this person, right? So then you're allowed. To, that's not called if neiver. Not shot. It's better be over one if neiver than him to be over. He's over iser anyway. But that's what the Rav Kivega again. He's saying is like this: if the guy shaves himself, he's over two iser. One for being makif, and one for being naked for himself. Right? Person shaves himself with a razor blade, he's only two iser. Makif, he's doing it. Nikif, he's being done to him by himself. Over here, but you're doing it, he only is over one. Yeah, but you're over lifnei iver, so it's two of errors. That's not called lifnei iver. Why? Because that is, the lifnei iver is not iser intrinsically. It's because of that you're being machshel the person. Over here, you're saving the person. That's not called lifnei iver. The master that another the pshat is if you're gaining something. So that's what he's saying. The ritvang lava koilo, the hope, you have to look at the love in its entirety. What is it about this love? What is this love? What is the purpose of this love? That a person should do a veira. So over here I'm teaching him something. That's the pshat. I'm teaching him. Teaching him not to get upset. As far as keep it off, I'm being meichel. I lamaisa halacha vasa chazir. And this, he says, since I'm being mechanech him, so then I could go ahead and save him from this, from I could teach him a lesson. So even though the mic, what is going on?
Outside,
outside,
I don't know.
Outside the door of the
thumb
reflection.
Yeah. So even though the mice, now, the Ritva's talking about where this is the way, Weiss is the way he wanted to teach him. Avada, that's not going to help you by the Shidduchim. By the Shidduchim, it doesn't matter. Why? Because the mice over there, if you say to the person, listen, I need it for a husband, it's not going to be. Over here, the only way to be machan, he had to be machan chesam for some reason, whatever you want to call it, the teacher. But, I don't even know if it's not chinuch, what you call chinuch. It's not that. So there already, the Ritva saying a chiddush, a ma'itik a chiddush, that's not called lifnei even. The shaila is, Taisa seems to argue on this, because Taisa says that it's not. Now, the other thing is...
Because that didn't mean to Rabbi Kiva Eger, because in Rabbi Kiva Eger's case, for sure he's benefiting. The man is benefiting.
Right.
He said that the chiddush is better than this.
Over there, it's because you're for sure gaining. So Rav Zilberstein was matted to sell the pizza because he said, you're zuchig, because if you're not going to take it, they're going to call the next. So I'm sorry, you got the wrong number. You want the other guy, right? So they're going to have basa b'chalom. So this way you're saving them. And then he goes into a nos, money, this, that. Okay, that's a different thing. But he says, as far as hell, skavon habacham fazir, he says, over there it's taka better. That, like Rav Shmuel is saying, over there is zicha saving the person from the aveira. Now, lemaisa is like this. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Tzipzak, so I was thinking about this myself. There's a Orachaim HaKadosh. I don't know, it's something. Okay, the Orachaim says like this. The Orachaim says, by Yosef, with his Achiv, Atem Chashavtem Alai Ra, right? Elokim Chashava L'Toyva, right? So the Orachaim, Rav Shlomo is there, the Kroski Brothers, gracious. So listen to this Orachaim Kodesh. Harein Zedayma, the Miskavon Lahashka is Chaveri Kois Mavis. The guy gives his friend a poisonous drink. And by mistake, he took the wrong one. He took Kois Yayin. Vishkeyu Kois Yayin, Shainim Eschayim Kolom, Vareyim Pturim Vizakoyim Gambedine Shavai. So the Velt asks, what do you mean? The Skavon Lecho Basa Chazeva Vahela Basa Tla. What do you mean? He's giving him. That's the Velt's Kasha. Yesh Lodin, because one of the Yunim on it is, it's different. Let's say you took a shot at a person. You shot a person and you missed him. Right? Is that called the Skavon? I mean, don't start up with this guy, but is that called Niskaven Lechol Basa Chazir Vehela Basa Tzle? Not sure if that's called. Niskaven Lechol Basa Chazir means you did what you wanted to do. You did what you wanted to do. Over here, what did you want to do?
You
missed the whole thing. You gave him the wrong drink. It's not the same thing as you taking. You take me your drink, I don't know. But the Beis Yitzchak, it's known, the Beis Yitzchak, Pardes Yosef and Chumash brings it. He brings a Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak says that the difference is because a mitzvah was done. You meant it for bad, but a mitzvah was done. The Gemara's talk about the ain't basa tzleh. But if a mitzvah was done, then it's fine. So he times, that's the Pshan de Ramah, that's not talking about sakana. The guy was boiling his wife, lemais it's a mitzvah, he's makayim the mitzvah of oinah, he's makayim the mitzvah of simchus, right, oinah. So that could be a mitzvah. So they tainah, Rav Shlomo Zalman, some tainah, Rav Yoshev said this teretz too. When a shiurim, it's printed, Rav Yoshev, on that Gemara, brought the Chaim, and he said, if a mitzvah comes out of it. So they tainah, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that even if the doctor means that he's doing it for refuah, for yelt, but lemaisi, he did a mitzvah Shabbos, for Chaim behem, right? Now, would you say the same thing by you did a mitzvah here, you saved this guy from making a shidduch? I don't know if that's the same thing, because that the pshat is, a mitzvah is the pshat, intrinsically the act is an act of a mitzvah.
Shidduch is not
a
mitzvah anyway.
What?
It's only Hashem mitzvah best.
Like right, so I'm saying it's not all, it's not the same thing.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.